Proclamation number 8536, dated the June 21st, 1963. God wants to answer questions. Error. Believe and do not doubt, for my word to you from above is truth, and everything you have foretold will come to pass. You should believe that much will, in fact, evade your understanding as long as you are still unable to penetrate the depth of wisdom, but what I give to you now will still become comprehensible to you in due course. Time and again I say to you that I instruct you in accordance with your degree of maturity, which you can raise at any time, and that you also receive replies to questions posed by people on earth or by beings in the kingdom of the beyond, which I answer through you. But only at the stage of advanced maturity of soul will you possess profound understanding of my plan of creation and salvation. Then everything will be explicable to you, even that which presently still gives you reason to doubt. Only purest truth can originate from me, and that I am working in you through my spirit will have to be acknowledged, for I informed you of this process myself when I lived on earth. And you cannot accuse me of being a liar, for I myself am truth. You can only be comprehensively informed about the events of creation after you have achieved perfection yourselves, and knowledge that is already made available to you in advance will frequently give rise to questions from you. And this is what I want to achieve, for I can constantly convey more to you when you occupy your mind with questions which only I myself am able to answer. Besides, I always want to stimulate your thoughts such that you will try to discover the mysteries of creation, because I want to give but require your desire in order to bestow upon you unlimited knowledge that also reaches into areas which are intellectually impenetrable. The more profound your knowledge of truth, the more illuminated you will be, and then darkness will never scare you again. Time and again I invite you to raise questions, so that you can recognize my love for you in the answers, which wants to grant your every request. For as soon as you ask and expect a reply, you open your heart to me, and that also means that you prompt me to take up residence in you, that you desire to be united with me. And this is what I am waiting for in order to bestow my unrestricted gift of grace upon you. Therefore I will also always enlighten you about error, for it will draw the souls into ruin. I will even illuminate your thoughts so that you will act in accordance with my will and proceed against error. For it will cause devastating confusion during the last days, because people would rather accept error as truth than allow themselves to be convinced of the pure truth. And thereby they stay in my adversary's realm, in darkness, and cannot find their way out. You, who receive my word, have the task of fighting error and constantly confronting it with the truth, which will certainly be acceptable to every human being with good will. I will always help you to think and act correctly, to speak where I ask you to speak, for you have voluntarily offered your services to me and I have accepted the same. You shall now work in accordance with my will, and therefore I can trust you with a task which only ever concerns the distribution of truth and the fight against error. And it is for this reason that everything will approach you such that you will react to it in line with your feelings, because I myself will trigger this feeling in you, thus I will also guide your thoughts such that they will serve your task. My adversary works with cunning and trickery. I will take action against him and expose his doings, and it is only up to people themselves whether they will listen to me and believe my words. Yet only love can recognize pure truth. Where love is missing, hardly any success can be expected. Nevertheless, the truth about my adversary shall be revealed to people, and he will also disguise himself as an angel of light and not hesitate to use my name in order to deceive them and pull them onto a dangerous path. For it will lead into the abyss if people fail to recognize his activities in time and turn back. I always want to help you with this. You need only approach me and ask me for the pure truth. Amen.